Your answer.
Hmm? Oh, sound. Sorry, you gave me so much time, I thought I'd rest my eyes a little bit. Long drive, stoic companion. All that jazz.
Answer is...
correct. Kelvin, enter code freeze Omicron 1946.
Code accepted.
I can only hope the good doctor is faring as well as I am.
Come now, Victor. You can't hide from me forever. Come out and face your death with some dignity. I will have my satisfaction, Victor.
Edward, update.
We are green across the board, Iceman. Just the way I like it. Except, Jesus, Victor, your suit is showing critical everything. Did you get tackled by a polar bear?
I fear things are not boding as well as I should like. Coleridge Arsenal is far more powerful than my own.
Sounds like you brought a knife to a gunfight.
Edward, when you thaw Nora, I want you to tell her.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I want you to tell her. I tried. I tried everything in my power to bring us back together again. I laughed in the faces of the gods and moved mountains. But it wasn't enough.
She must know that I gave all that I was to bring her back.
Well, gosh, Victor. I don't know if that would win you the Oscar, but it would certainly get you a nomination if no one else died that year. Now it's my turn to talk. Ready? Good. Now, you're outgunned, outmatched, and while you're not outclassed, you certainly are up against it. You have a wife who, unless I somehow fuck up royally, is one thawing cycle away from the old happily ever after, so I'm going to help you out. Because I'm... well, I'm just incredible.
I don't see what you could possibly do.
I don't know how much you know about my past, but my father was an asshole. Well, rephrase, is an asshole until I get the good news. But he did teach me one useful thing. If someone starts a fight, you end it. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't even have to be fair. If you can end it with a kick to the balls, then you end it with a kick to the balls. So Leonard's packing more heat than you, colloquially speaking? Then we take it away from him.
How?
He's a proud man with a tragic past and a massive hatred for you. I'm sure if he had the chance, he would rip your heart out with his bare hands.
A comforting thought, Edward.
My point is, let him. Get him in close. Take a few punches, and then, before he realizes how much guard he's let down, you end that son of a bitch.
You are far more sinister than your exterior would have people believe.
Well, sometimes you need more than brains to make it to the top. So, do you think you can play dirty, Victor?
Are you ready to win?
We shall see.
Where are you, Victor? It's time to die.
Coleridge!
Ah, he emerges! My satisfaction is at hand!
Yes, as I imagine it has had to be these last 30 years.
I beg your pardon.
Not that satisfaction has ever been your strong suit. Well, at least according to Helena.
I
remember at the cryogenic symposium in Metropolis, she told Nora once that it was like, what is the phrase? Pushing rope?
You don't speak about her like that!
Or what? What will you do? Shoot me like a coward? Why don't you just admit that if you had loved her more, she would still be alive today?
I'll tear you to pieces, you bastard!
Well, you certainly got him close, Victor. You'll forgive the pun, but that was cold. Got a plan?
Yes. You seem heated, Leonard. Perhaps you should cool off. And without your gun, too. Whatever will you do?
What do you plan to do? Freeze me to death? My suit can withstand absolute zero. Face it, old friend. You're just not cold enough.
You're correct, Leonard. It would seem that when it comes to degrees, I shall have to rely on the ones on my walls, and not in my hands. So consider this a free lesson. The current temperature is -110°F. But at only 32°F, liquid molecules slow, eventually hooking into one another, forming a solid crystal. Ice.
Is your plan to bore me to death, Victor?
One of the more interesting and beautiful effects of colder temperatures is the formation of ice stalactites. Or icicles, for the layman. Not to be mistaken for the brinicle, which forms under sea ice. Let's create one, shall we? Glorious. It's always incredible that nature can create something so beautiful, is it not? But, as a conversation between myself and Dr. Pamela Isley revealed, the most beautiful things in nature are often the most deadly.
Wait! Victor! The portal, Victor! We need to know how to shut it off!
How do we stop the portal, Coleridge? Spend your final moments on this earth doing the right thing, for once.
Oh, Victor. Would I have volunteered if there was any way to stop this? Enjoy your frozen tomb.
One thing at a time. Head on back. Maybe Nora will have an idea on how to close this up. Victor?
Your next riddle. Modulating.
Oh, right. You're still here.
Riddle me this. Perform ablutions, house your soul. A thing that captains prize. I know you're sad to watch it break. I see it in your eyes.
You have...
Yeah. 1 hour.